gorgeous. I managed to sneak away from work early. But why are you in bed? Are you feeling okay? You look a little flushed. Are you sure you're fine? Oh, you just wanted to relax and read a little? Okay. So, what are you reading? What do you mean you'd rather not say? Baby, you've gone bright red. Come on, show me. Ah, Memoirs of a Woman of Pleasure. Fanny Hill. It's a bit of a naughty one, isn't it? But why did you try to hide it from me? You were embarrassed. Embarrassed about what? Look, I know how much you enjoy reading romantic and somewhat naughty literature. And I know it turns you on. And let's face it, anything that turns you on has got to be a good thing in my book. Yes, even if it is a little cheesy. Although, this one is more of a classic. Let me see. It was here agreed that I should keep myself up and out of sight for a few days, till such clothes could be procured for me as were fit for the character I was to appear in, of my mistress's companion, observing withal, that on the first impressions of my figure much might depend, and they well judge the prospect of exchanging my country clothes for London finery made the clause of confinement digest perfectly well with me. What's that? Keep reading. Okay. But the truth was, Mrs. Brown did not care that it should be seen or talked to by any, either of her customers or her dues, as they called the girls provided for them, till she had secured a good market for my maidenhead, which I had to at least all the appearances of having brought into the ladyship's service. Darling, are you playing with yourself as I read this? Let me check under the covers. Ah, so that's why you were embarrassed. Honestly, I love the fact that you find the written words so erotic and stimulating. It's what drives that wonderfully filthy imagination of yours. And I know I benefited from it many times. Now, I'm sorry if my finishing work early has disturbed your fun, if you'd like. But I can leave you to it. You want me to stay? And read to you whilst you play with yourself? Well, what if you held the book and I read to you whilst I played with you? I could play Miss Phoebe to your Fanny. Now, how about I light some candles as well? Where are the matches? Okay, now, let's get out of these clothes. I think this would be much more fun if we were naked. God, I love the sight of your naked body. Okay, how about you lie on your side holding the book and I'll cuddle up behind you and read it to you whilst caressing those soft, sumptuous curves of yours. Hello. I love the smell of your hair and the softness of your skin. Okay, can you hold the book up a little bit more? That's it. Here we go. To slip over minutes of no importance to the main of my story, I passed an interval to bedtime in which I was more and more pleased with the views that opened to me of an easy service under these good people, and after supper being shooed up to bed. And we both know how much fun can be had in bed. Miss Phoebe, who observed a kind of reluctance in me to strip and go to bed, and my shift before her, came up to me and, beginning with unpinning my handkerchief and gown, soon encouraged me to go on with undressing myself. And still blushing at now seeing myself naked to my shift, I hurried to get under the bed sheets out of sight. But I don't ever want you to hide this beautiful body from me, baby. Phoebe laughed and was not long before she placed herself by my side. She was about 25, but her most suspicious account, in which, according to all appearances, she must have sunk at least 10 good years, allowance to being made for the havoc which a long course of hackneyship and hot waters must have made of her constitution. I should think you don't find me old and haggard. I ought to give you a spanking for such cheek. Well, at the very least a good squeeze. Yeah, I can rub your clit, baby. Like that. No sooner than was this beautiful and youthful woman laid down. But she, who was never out of her way when any occasion of lewdness presented itself, turned to me, embraced and kissed me with great eagerness. Just like this. This was new. This was odd. But imputing it to nothing but pure kindness, which for all I knew, it might be the London way to express in that manner, I was determined not behindhand with her and return her kiss and embrace with all the thievery that perfect innocence knew. Oh my, you're really enjoying this. I love how fucking white you are for me already. Encouraged by this, her hands became extremely free and wandered over my whole body with touches, squeezes, pressure that rather warmed and surprised me with their novelty than they either shocked or alarmed me. Just as your hand is becoming extremely free. Yes, I'm just as wet as you are. Come here. Let's just shift positions so we can both. Oh God, baby. I love the way you touch me. Okay, where was I? The flattering praises that she intermingled with those invasions contributed also not as a little to bribe my passiveness, and knowing no ill, I feared none, especially from one who had provided all doubt of her womanhood by conducting my hands to a pair of breasts that hung loosely down, and a size and volume that full sufficiency distinguished her sex to me at least, who had ever made any other comparison. I lay then, all tame and passive as she could wish, whilst her freedom raised no other emotion but those of a strange and till then unfelt pleasure. Every part of me was open and exposed to this incessant course of her hands, which like a lambent fire ran over my whole body and fought all coldness as they went. My breasts employed and amused her hands a while, till slipping down lower over a smooth track, she could just feel the soft, silky down there, had but a few months before been put forth and garnished the Mount Pleasant of those parts, and promised to spread a grateful shelter over the seat of the most exquisite sensation, and which had been till that instant the seat of the most insensible innocence. Her fingers played and strove to twine in the young tendrils of that moss which nature had contrived at once for use and ornament. Just like you're playing with mine, and I yours. But not content with these outer posts, she now attempts the main spot, and begins to twitch, to insinuate, and at length to force an introductory of a finger into the quick itself, in such a manner that she, not precede by insensible gradations that inflamed me beyond the power of modesty to oppose its restrictions to their progress. I should have jumped out of bed and cried for help against such strange assault. Oh God, your finger feels so fucking good inside me. Instead of which, her lascivious touches had lightened up a new fire that wandered through all my veins, but fixed with volume in that centre appointed them by nature, where the first strange hands were now bruised and feeling, squeezing, compressing the lips, then opening them again with a finger between, till I expressed her hurting me when the narrowness of the unbroken passage refused its entrance to any depth. In the meantime, the extension of my limbs, languid stretchings, sighs, short heavings, all conspired to assume that experienced wanton, that I was more pleased than offended at her proceedings, which she seasoned with repeated kissings and exclamations such as, "What a charming creature thou art! What a happy man will he be, the first makes a woman of you. Oh, that I were a man for your sake," with the like broken expressions, interrupted by kisses as fierce and fervent as ever I received from the other sex. For my part, I was transported, confused and out of myself. Feelings so new were too much for me. My heated and alarmed senses were in a tumult and robbed me of my liberty of thought. Tears of pleasure gushed from my eyes and somewhat assured the fire that raged all over me. Oh, Phoebe, herself, to whom all modes and devices of pleasure were known and familiar, found, it seems, and this exercise of her art to break young girls, the gratification of one of those arbitrary tastes for which there is no accounting. Not that she hated men, or did not even prefer them to her own sex. But when she met with such an occasion as this was, inclined her to make most of pleasure whenever she could find it, without distinction of sexes. And this view, now well assumed that she had, by her touches, sufficiently inflamed me for her purpose, I saw myself stretched naked, whilst I had no power or sense to oppose it. And I had no power to resist your purpose either. Here, she took my hand, and in transport carried it to where, you will easily guess, but what a difference in the state of the same thing. A spreading thicket of bushy curls marked her full-grown, complete woman. Then the cavity to which she guided my hand easily received it, and as soon as she felt it within her, she moved herself to and fro with so rapid a friction that I presently withdrew it, wet and clammy. Oh God, babe, I'm so fucking close. I love your moans as you grind yourself against my hand like that. But instinctively, Phoebe grew more composed after two or three sighs and heartfelt oaths and giving me a kiss that seemed to inhale her soul through her lips. She replaced the bedclothes over us. What pleasure she had found, I will not say. Come on, baby, that's it. Let's come together. Oh, fuck. But this I know, that the first sparks of kindling nature, the first ideals of pollination, were caught by me that night, and that the acquaintance and communication with the bad of our own sex is often as fatal to innocence as all the seductions of the others. Well, gorgeous, I can see why you enjoy this book. That was fucking incredible. Just lying here together, pleasuring you, reading to you, and finger fucking you. I'm actually really glad you felt comfortable enough to let me share something so intimate and important to you. Maybe I'll have to sneak away from work early more often. Try some of your other books. Maybe not that one. I might make a passable maid seductress, but not sure I'd be as convincing as a sadistic billionaire. Right, I'll get the kettle on, shall I?